God above, that's quite enough of that. Quite frankly, Celine, I'm not in the least bit surprised that you're indoors and on your tot again. He'll never come back as long as you keep on squawking away like a seagull passing a pinecone. Give yourself a chance, do us all a favour, and pipe down, woman. Ah, Celine, or as she's known in our house, Saline Drip, Mainline Drip, Svetlana Jaboskova, and Selina Drippington Fanshawe Smythe. That's Fanshawe with two Fs, of course. Sandra likes her, and I don't. In fact, our musical tastes rarely meet. She thinks Rory Gallagher makes a horrible racket, Jimmy Page could do with turning it down a notch or two, and Neil Young can't sing. Although I'll give her the last one. Got a few Bowie albums on my iPod. I mean, we have separate iPods now. I don't know if that's the first step on the road to separate beds, but it's the separate iPod. Anyway, any one time, Dame David makes up quite a small percentage of the music on the old MP3. However, rarely a day goes past without the shuffle function offering up Rebel Rebel or Drive In Saturday or Suffragette City. Come on, I say. Everyone loves Suffragette City. She looks at me in disbelief. He's stalking me, she replies. She may have a point. Even one of her favoured American police procedurals has adopted Heroes as its theme tune. Know who this is? I asked with glee. Creeping horror on her face. I told you he was stalking me. It can be a battle, you know. What's this? She asked. I'd got some old vinyl records out of the garage and was reliving past. Well, not glories necessarily, but the past. The Honey Drippers, I replied. Sir Jimmy Page, Robert Plant and Jeff Beck. They only made this one... Sounds like Shawaddy Waddy, she sniffed. For assisting in my fight back, I was indebted to Word Magazine for this pressy of Whitney Houston's version of I Will Always Love You. They said, quite pleasant Dolly Parton ballad, souped up beyond human endurance. This is what it would be like if a wind turbine fell in love with you. There wasn't even a byline for the writer for that, so I can only hope the MBE is in the post.
Very bloody funny. And before you get on to the theme from Titanic, which I happen to like, how about we talk about all of those groups that you still haven't grown out of, with their tight trousers and women's blouses and their 70s haircuts, with their hoary old blues riffs and oh-so-dull drum solos, and singing that sounds like the wailing banshees have embarked on a spree of mass cat strangling. Listening to some of that is enough to test human endurance. At least what I like has technical merit. Singers like Dusty Springfield and Barbara Streisand. Proper songs with verses and choruses that don't last the whole side of an album and have pretentious highfalutin concepts. Songs about feelings and people and romance and love and loss. You know, little things like that. And if you don't like it, well, it's a shame when people have no time for romance, isn't it?